It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Even Steve agrees it's time for 5 and Dine.
It is time. That's right. 5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned, family owned, and we love that here on the Morning Jam. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Sign up to be a VIP customer, and you'll save some cash off of your grocery bill each week. We'll tell you more about that coming up. This week, I'm sharing those foodie gifts that you can make and give to your friends. Just yesterday, I made some little ornament things, and I put my homemade dip mixes in them.
Oh, yeah.
And packaged them up. I'm throwing that into a few packages this year. And I did some herb salts that I'm seasoned salts, sea salts that I'm giving away.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of fun. This is also fun if you have a gin and tonic lover on your hands. There is a recipe for gin and tonic fudge that I was just morbidly curious about. And I have to tell you, it's pretty darn good. This is called gin and tonic fudge. This is how you make it. You're going to line a tin with parchment paper. 7x10 brownie tin is, I think, makes the nicest one. I have one that does the automatic cuts for you.
Nice.
So you get nice square cuts, and then I cut that because fudge is rich.
Yeah.
And it goes, a little goes a long way.
Sure.
So you're going to put your white chocolate, which isn't really chocolate, but that's what you need to use in this recipe, into a heavy based pan along with your sweetened condensed milk and your gin and tonic flavoring, or 75 milliliters of gin, which is what I used. Melt it on low heat, stirring it often so that the chocolate doesn't catch on the bourbon and burn. So you just want to keep that mixing well. Once it is mixed, you can also do it in the microwave until it's fully melted. So either way, if you're using actual gin, you're going to mix that at the end with the icing sugar that you've sifted. Icing sugar is basically your powdered sugar.
Okay.
Kim Jennings, who can't tell the difference between powdered sugar and flour. You know who you are.
Hi, Kim.
So once it's melted, you're going to tip in the sifted icing sugar, aka confectioner sugar, and combine it well. And it may take a bit to get it all mixed together. And then you're going to add the zest of your lime. Stir and then pour into the tin, smooth it over, sprinkle some more lime zest over the top, kind of press it in, and then let it set for at least 4 hours or overnight, and then you're going to cut it into squares and serve it up. It's something really different. I've also made things like this to take to cookie exchanges because it just looks great on your Christmas platters. It's a gin and tonic fudge. Want to get the recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, stock up on Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.29 a pound. Family Pack Bone-In Assorted Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Boneless Chuck Roast are $5.49 a pound. Grade A Large Eggs are $1.59 a dozen. Save on Dole Bananas, 49 cents a pound. And be sure to sign up for the VIP Savings Club. Text F&L Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.